ngikhona ukuthi umsebenzi omkhulu njengokuba ngupop uyadinga ukuthi umuntu asebenze ngezikhahlo zakhe zonke, amandla akhe enawo, awengqondo kunye namandla enyama. Yikho ke uma kuyikuthi sekukhona ukukhinyabeza ukusebenza kuhle kwengqondo nomzimba ngenxa yobudala, kungaba kuhle ke ukuthi umuntu ehle kuleso sihlalo ube yinto enhle kakhulu, ngoba kusuke kwatshengisa ukuthi akalona igovu elinamathela esihlalweni umuntu azayofela khona, kanti ke umsebenzi akasakwazi ukuwenza ngendlela efanele.
Kuye kwaba le mbiko kule inkonzo esesesikhundleni yokungathembeki, ukuhlukuluzwa kwabantwana ikakhulu abangabafana, kanye lokusola abokholo lwesimuslim.
Uma sihlolisisa engakubiza ngithi ke mina imbali yalesi sikhundla sobupopu kusukela ekukadeni, ngicabanga ukuthi sekube kwabakhona abanye opopu okwenzakala izigigaba ezimbi kakhulu ngaphansi kwemibuso yabo ezidlula lezo zinto ezibaliswayo ukuthiwa lo upopu osephuma zenzeke ngaphansi kombuso wakhe. Lezi zinto zazigoqela uvini ukubulisa kwabantu bevulawele zokholo, izimpi ezingakhona zazivusiswa yibo opopu ababekhona kudala ngezizathu aziphileyo. Kumele abantu bakwemukele bangaze badonsa izibi eceleni kwendlela bese bedizona ezidala ukuthi asuke, ngoba ngicabanga ukuthi noma khona kwizinto ezisolekayo kodwa ubufakazi bangempela ukuthi wazenza lezo zinto abusatholakalanga. Njalo angikholwa ke mina ukuthi ukhona umuntu ongasukela lezo zizathu.
Abakhokheli bezinkonzo kwele Zimbabwe kanye labezombusazwe kambe bengakwenza lokho kwenziwe ngupopu?
Siyakubona kuyenzakala eSouth Africa, uBishop Desmond Tutu wehla esihlalweni, baningi bebesehla. Kodwa ke ezweni laseZimbabwe umkhuba okhona yikuthi akwehliwa laphayana, umuntu uhlala enqongweni azazumeke la ikuthongo ngesikhathi kumele asebenze umsebenzi, uthole ekhamisile exhoza indenda ngenxa yokuluphala. Kodwa kuyinto enhle ukuthi sikubonile kwenzeka kwenye indawo ukuthi hayi isikhundla siyathiya umuntu esaphila ukuze kungene laba abasesenamajubane.